happy Halloween, everybody. You're listening to the 18th annual DGS Halloween special here with Rachel and Ryan Wiggins and Andrew and Sue. Sue wasn't in Kansas with us, but is here as part of the show. So for the next 2 hours, we're going to present to you our experience at the Sally House. I had never heard of the Sally House before I started listening to the podcast Astonishing Legends with Forrest and Scott. They've since become friends. They're going to be on the show about 20 minutes from now. And I listened to their several hours on the Sally House and was intrigued. And we've never been given the go-ahead to travel to a haunted place. And this year, our boss Steve said, we'll do it. We'll pay for it. You can go. And we did 6 weeks ago. Something like that. And it was an amazing experience, especially for me, because of what I'm about to roll out to you right off the top of the show. And let me tell you a little bit about how we do these shows. Clearly, we're putting on a show, and I'm a showman. And so when we're at the place, everything that's happening, I'm thinking, this is going to be good for the show. Oh my gosh, this is going to be the boring Halloween show. Finally going to just tank one. And as soon as we got to the Sally House, it's a creepy little weird house. We have a video that just went up at 3 p.m. You can watch that kind of encapsulates the evening. All of us, like as soon as we walked in, you can just kind of tell. I'm a skeptic. I'm an agnostic. I'm always going to say, well, yeah, because I just listened to 6 hours on Astonishing Legends about the Sally House. Of course, I'm going to think it's weird and creepy. It's a creepy little house and people died here, so forth and so on. But man, I mean, it started early and it never stopped. Would you guys agree?
Yeah, I mean, when I saw the house for the first time, because I deliberately didn't look it up because I didn't want to have any preconceived notions. And so when we walked up to the house, it was like, oh, yeah, it was just in a neighborhood or just on a main street, you know. But the house looked really creepy. But that alone made me go, oh, that's why people say this is a haunted house, because it looks old and creepy. And once we went in, it was like, oh, this actually just kind of feels real weird.
Yeah.
It was more than just it looks creepy.
Yes.
You're right. We rolled up and it was like classic haunted house. It looked like out of a movie from the 80s or something. And then next door, there were two cats on the porch of this house going,
kind of staring
like,
at us.
Don't go in there.
Yes, it really was.
It was definitely a spooky vibe from the top. But the heavy feeling that you got walking into the house, I don't think that was any sort of placebo effect. I think that was legit.
So we have Maria coming up in a few minutes in the next segment, who will give you the history of the house. So I don't want to do double duty here. But the basics are that the legend grows out of this little girl named Sally, who was brought to this house because a doctor lived there and she had an appendicitis, and he tried to do surgery on her and it didn't work and she died. And supposedly her spirit haunts the house. Back in the 90s, there's a family named the Pickmans who were the subject of a sightings episode. And it was very Amityville Horror. And this couple and their kids were tormented and tortured and physically attacked. And it just, that's really, really what brought the Sally House into the paranormal sphere. And so we went in typical Dave Glover Show fashion with nothing. Nothing. And thank God Maria showed up. She's the public relations person for Atchison, Kansas, and specifically for the Sally House, because she brought several ghost hunting implements. One was a word generator that I have no idea how it works, but basically you start it running and it pulls in the energy from wherever you are, and it has this algorithm of letters and it will put together words, and it's supposedly the spirits are communicating with you. And she had this thing called a REM pod, which is sensitive to, I don't know, but it was just going ape crap, especially around me. And the first thing we did was we went upstairs to the nursery. We have a lot of activity where Scott from Astonishing Legends got that terrible growling demon EVP. He'll talk to you about that a couple segments from now. And it was me and Rachel and Maria. And we were, I mean, this was foreplay. We were just starting. I had literally just sat down cross-legged and started talking about the house when it just starts going nuts. Now, we're going to play for you a couple of minutes of what this sounded like, and then I'm going to tell you the words that were generated and why it's significant. And everyone I've told this to, just their hair stands up on the back of their neck. Here's what it sounded like in real time.
Doesn't seem too bad in here right now.
Yeah, this is flatlined.
Christmas?
It's when my brother died.
That room pot's still going crazy.
Yeah. Oh, this is pumped up too. I'll just stay here.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I've been in here.
Beside.
Park. How do you usually do these?
So hold your hands real steady.
Right.
Yeah. Ask a question and cross if it's a yes, or uncross.
Okay.
If it's a no, or another way around.
So let's cross if it's a yes. Is someone trying to communicate about my brother?
Start.
Whoa, start. That's a big time yes.
My brother took his own life
in
a park.
First day. You just talked about. With what? What did you say?
My brother took his own life on Christmas in a park.
Freezer.
It's going crazy when you're talking about that. Yeah. Everything just went off.
Freezer meaning?
He did it in the middle of winter and he was covered
sports.
In snow.
So do you like sports? Look how crazy that's. That's like a yes and like crazy. Oh, I got chills.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What the heck? Is it him?
Is there someone here connected to me?
Watching.
Oh my God. Jimmy, getting all this?
Jeez.
Is there something you want to tell me?
Here, H-E-R-E.
Is it Keith?
So what's weird about this is that Maria said, look, I use this equipment almost every day. And you may get a word every 10 or 15 minutes. And the REM pod may beep every 10 or 15 minutes. And as you could hear there, the REM pod was like a constant tone. And if you watch the video, you can see these, the dealies in my hand, the dowsing rods, are literally spinning in circles. And what you didn't hear there, because the whole thing took about 12 minutes, but for those of you who know the story about my brother, for those of you who don't, in 2002, right before Christmas, my brother went into the Saguaro National Park in Tucson and took his own life with a gun. And that night it snowed, which was really rare, and it snowed on him. That's how they found him. And so the words that came out were Christmas, park, cactus, illness. In the letter he left, he talked about how sick he was and, you know, just physically ill. He was on disability. Explosion, freezing, and get this one, three words in a row, watching you sing. And so all of us at this point were like, okay, this is weird because I know all about the phenomenon where you look in the clouds and you see puppy dogs and someone can do a cold reading on you. And, you know, based on your reaction, they can kind of wedge in and figure out what your dad did for a living and fool you into thinking his spirit's here. But that's pretty weird for Christmas, park, cactus, illness, explosion, freezing, watching you sing. And so at that point, Jim says to me, my cameraman, who's been with me every year for Halloween, says, ask it something that only Keith would know. And what you're about to hear is the actual sound of this happening. And I can tell you that in my mind, I thought, I'm going to ask him what his dog's name was. And this is what it sounded like.
Ask a question, mm-hmm. yes or no, that Keith would know the answer to.
Okay. Gosh.
Shadow.
Shadow is his dog.
So after getting the words Christmas, park, cactus, illness, explosion, freezing, watching you sing in about 10 minutes, and he says, ask it something only Keith would know, and I formed in my mind, oh, I'll ask what his name of his dog was, and it said Shadow before I ever said a word. And at that point, we're all just like, okay. That's the first 20 minutes at the Sally House. Since then, you know, I've obviously thought a lot about this, and it seems to me that the options are that there's no such thing as an afterlife, there's no such thing as spirits, and this thing just happened to, like, 1,000 monkeys for 1,000 years hitting typewriters and create Shakespeare, that this thing just happened to hit upon about 12 words in a row in 10 minutes that fit the narrative of my brother's death. That's possible. It's also possible that there is an afterlife and that this place is some sort of a power generator, vortex, portal, something, and my brother's spirit was communicating. There's also the very real prospect that there's an afterlife, there are spirits at the Sally House, and something picked up on me and was just throwing out words. We'll never know.
Wow.
But that was the first 20 minutes in the house.
Oh my gosh.
Something picked up on you that was that was able to sort of know, oh, this will make him react.
I mean,
and it wasn't your brother.
The thing is, like Rachel said, we can't communicate sufficiently. The video does a better job, but we can't communicate sufficiently the energy in that room when that was happening. And Maria, who will be on the air in like 5 minutes, who does this every single day, and said, like, this REM pod should be beeping once every few minutes, and it's just a solid tone. And my dowsing rods were spinning in circles, and it's throwing out these words. And then just seemed to read my mind. In my mind was the word Shadow, because that was the dog I'd always heard of.
Let me play one more piece of sound for you guys. This is a short one. This is right before Shadow, but it kind of just gives you an idea of how everybody in the room was feeling at the time.
Do you know that I visit you? Thing hasn't stopped.
I know, it's going crazy.
Does it usually talk this much?
No. Wow. I mean, I have gotten it in here before. I've gotten the REM pod, but there are groups where it'll be nothing. Places it'll be nothing. That thing's going nuts.
Yeah, when I said, do you know that I visit you? Every time I go to see my mom, it's 300 yards away from the grave where my dad and my brother buried, and my brother used to go over all the time and wash off my dad's tombstone. And so now I do that whenever I take the kids over. And the REM pod thing had been beeping a little bit, beep, beep, beep. And it's when I said that it started going like all tone. Can you play one more time the Shadow sound as we go out?
Ask a question, mm-hmm. yes or no, that Keith would know the answer to.
Okay. Gosh.
Shadow.
Shadow is his dog.
Just to kind of reset the table for those of you who just joined us, we traveled to the Sally House in Atchison, Kansas about 6 weeks ago. Myself and Rachel and Ryan and Andrew. Maria, who was just absolutely wonderful, is the public relations person for Atchison and handles all the ghost hunting teams that come in and spend the night at the Sally House. And she'll be on with me live here in just a couple of minutes. But in the first probably literal 20 minutes that we had walked in the door, Maria set up this ghost hunting equipment, one being an EVP, you know, a thing that generates spirit words, and this REM pod that senses some sort of energy. But she was very careful to say, like, look, you may get a word every 10, 15 minutes. You may get a blip every 10 or 15 minutes. And the thing started going nuts, especially when I was around. The dowsing rods, which we've used for years and years and years, they always kind of go crazy with me, but these were literally spinning in circles, and it started spitting out words, and within about 10 or 12 minutes, it had, in my estimation, told the narrative of my brother's suicide in 2002, which I obviously take very, very seriously. Everyone at the show, at the Sally House, knew the story of my brother, and Rachel and I especially were making eye contact two or three words in, like, where's this going? And so the words were Christmas, and my brother took his own life in the Saguaro National Desert, which is a national park filled with cactuses, the Saguaro cactuses, right before Christmas. They found his body covered in snow, which was very, very rare. And so the words that came out were Christmas, park, cactus, I'm here, illness, explosion, freezing, watching you sing. And then Jim asked me to ask whoever it is something only Keith would know. And so I started to ask what the name of his dog was. And before I could, it said Shadow, which was the name of his dog. And so here's what that sounded like.
Ask a question, mm-hmm. yes or no, that Keith would know the answer to.
Okay. Gosh.
Shadow.
Shadow.
Shadow is his dog.
So at this point, I'm freaking out because as a non-believer in pretty much everything, I know that either, like, this is like a probably one in a million chance that all these words came together at once. It would almost be like giving all the names of your grade school teachers. Or there's really something going on. So Maria, who we've been talking about incessantly for the first 40 minutes, joins us now. Hi, Maria.
Hello.
So, first of all, thank you so much. If we didn't properly thank you the night we were there and we were all freaked out, thank you so much. You were so great. You were so wonderful. And you really, really helped us. And thank God you were there, because no one would believe it if we just came out with this story. I'm so glad that you were there to witness this and be a part of it.
Yeah, it was pretty remarkable.
So give, if you can, a couple minute, I know that doesn't do it justice, but a couple of minute history of the Sally House and what makes it special.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Sally House, the land for the house itself was acquired in 1866, and the house was finished in 1871 by Michael Finney. He didn't get to live in it very long. He died within a year and a half of the house being built. But a member of the Finney family lived there all the way from 1871 until 1939, when the last member, Agnes, of the Finney family died in the home. So Michael died, left his wife, Catherine, pregnant with their son, Edwin, at the time. Edwin died as a young baby in the house as well. And then his sons, James and Charles, would grow up. James would eventually build the house that's next to the Sally House that their mother would move into. And then Charles became a physician and used the office as a workspace and a home for his family. So then the story that we always tell, which I think you hit on a little bit, is about the mother that rushes her young daughter, Sally, to the doctor's home and office. She's complaining of stomach pains. He has to begin operating before the anesthesia can take full effect, and she dies on the operating table. So she has this last memory of this man that she believed was hurting her instead of helping her. So a lot of people claim to get scratched when they come into the home. When you talk about the couple that rented the home in the 90s, he'll tell you scratches appeared on his body, that he saw a little girl in the doorway between the kitchen and the dining room. She said her name was Sally, and she said she was 6 years old. So a lot of people associate the scratching with this girl on this doctor's operating table scratching for her life. But there is zero historical evidence of this event actually happening. Mm-hmm. And when you talk to the Pickmans, who rented the house in the 90s, they'll tell you that they don't believe there's a little girl named Sally. They think it's something kind of taking on this image of a little girl. And there's a lot of different things that have happened throughout the house, throughout the timeline of the house, with families that lived there long before they did in the 90s. And their children would talk about an imaginary friend that was a little girl. And then there's a lot of theories behind Atchison itself being so haunted. Most widely accepted is limestone and how porous it is in our vicinity to the Missouri River. Spirits can move in and out. And a lot of people think, particularly the basement of that house, allows different types of spirits to move in and out.
Yeah, I mean, certainly our experience would at least back that up.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll remember this, but we're going to play some sound here for the audience and for Maria. So we had that experience in the nursery. It's still light out. It's still early evening. We get this communication. It certainly appears to be either from my brother or from some entity wanting me to think that it's my brother. I'm freaked mm-hmm. out, and we all sort of walk out, go to separate rooms, and then there's a bunch of toys in the nursery that people will leave there because they want to attract the spirit of Sally, I guess, or see if she can move a teddy bear or something. And there's this one toy in particular that you have to pop on the head pretty hard, and it makes a sound. And as soon as the Keith stuff was over, we all walked out of the room, no one's in there, and the thing goes off. Here's what it sounded like.
I'll come in here and I'll get a heavy feeling sometimes, and I'm like, did they just turn that off, or did it go off on its own? Did you guys do that?
Did you guys turn that on? There's no one in the room.
Shut up.
The doll just went off in the other room?
You guys, did you set off that
toy? Just went off. No one was in there. Did you hear him? But you heard him, right?
I did. It's freezing over here.
Okay, so some lady, about a month ago, I haven't had much happen in here.
I'm getting little spikes on this.
But she came and she swore something was under here. And we did a different EVP. So there's the EVP that you have on, and then there's another one that's audio, that if there's a sound that's not like our tone or our voice, it picks it up mm-hmm. and it's like you can hear it.
Should we go check out the doll that just went
off? Yeah, that's kind of what I'm also thinking.
This guy just went off.
Ooh, what's that?
This. That was the, you guys heard it. Get up, get on your feet. You have to tap him. You have, see how much effort you have to do to turn him on?
Wow.
And it said, tap, tap, move your feet. Right?
Yeah.
And no one was in the room. It requires motion. No one was even walking in here.
So that's pretty weird. Like, that was literally maybe 5 minutes after the whole Keith thing, and no one's in the room, and that toy that takes a pretty good amount of physical, you know, tapping just goes off out of nowhere.
Yeah, lots of times people jump around on the rug around it, be like, it'll go off if we're stomping hard or we're jumping around it. But I remember none of us were in the room. And sometimes I think that this kind of does that. Like, you spend some time in there and you're like, okay, I'm going to get a toy to turn on. But I've had it before where people have left the room and been in a different room upstairs, and then it decides to go off. Almost like it's like, I'm going to go off on my terms.
So, Maria, what is the most memorable memory for you, not from our night, but just you've been there so many times and had some nights that there's nothing, some nights it feels especially creepy. What's your most kind of bone-chilling moment?
Yeah, that's a tough one for me. I honestly can say I've had a few. The house is so personal. So when I can see somebody have a personal experience like you had, where, and then it pulls all of us in, where we're starting to experience with you, you know, where we're getting chills. I think, you know, just, I know the guys are going to be on your show, but with Astonishing Legends, when they were, you know, that's the stone incident was something people just, I'm like, no one's going to believe this. No one's going to believe these just disappeared from my pocket, reappeared somewhere else. For me, that was something that I could see and I had that personal experience with beyond, you know, a toy turning on or an EVP. So that was intense for me.
Maria, if people want to come visit the Sally House or Atchison, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can just go to our website, visitatchison.com. There's a link on there for Haunted and the Sally House. They can always shoot us an email, too, at tours@atchisonkansas.net. We can check the calendar, and they can come spend the night or do an investigation.
Awesome. Thanks, Maria. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
So when we come back, guys, we're going to talk to Scott and Forrest from Astonishing Legends, who spent a good amount of time in the Sally House. And Scott, who's been doing this for years, had a very, very personal experience with an EVP that happened that really shook him to his core. I know that not just from listening, but from being a friend of his now. And they're going to join us right after the break. You're listening to the 18th annual DGS Halloween special. Welcome back, guys. You're listening to the 19th, Rach just corrected me, the 19th DGS Halloween special. Just to catch you up quickly, we went to the Sally House in Atchison, Kansas, because I heard a podcast on Astonishing Legends. We have Scott and Forrest here with me from Astonishing. Going to get to them in just 1 minute. We didn't take anything with us in typical Dave Glover style. We walked in empty-handed. Maria, thank God, brought a bunch of ghost hunting equipment. One was a REM pod, which senses something and makes little beeps. The other was a word generator that generates a word every now and then, and maybe it strings together a narrative. And it was all going nuts. She's there probably 4 or 5 nights a week and said this is really out of the ordinary. It was basically a constant tone the whole time we were in the nursery. The dowsing rods I was holding were spinning like tops, and it gave about 12 words that told the story, I think, of my brother's suicide in 2002 in the Saguaro National Park in Tucson, Arizona. The first 12 words were Christmas, park, cactus, I'm here, illness, he was on disability, explosion, freezing, he was covered in snow and they found him. Watching you sing, he's a musician and used to love to come watch my band play. And then I tried to think of a question that only he would know the answer to. And what I thought of was his dog's name. And before I could ask the question out loud, the machine answered me with the right answer. And here's what that sounded like.
Ask a question, yes or no, that Keith would know the answer to.
Okay.
Shadow
is his dog.
So that was our first 30 minutes at the Sally House. We were all pretty freaked out. Within about 5 minutes of that, this toy that you have to pop on the head went off with no one in the room, and that kind of set the stage. So the only reason that we were at the Sally House was because my favorite podcast, Astonishing Legends, Scott and Forrest had been there, and they had quite an experience. Guys, thanks so much for being on the show. We really appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having us back on. We're glad to be on, Dave.
So we talked earlier today, and I know that the Sally House for you guys was really, it wasn't on your agenda. You were there to do some stuff on Amelia Earhart, and Maria said you really should run over to this house. And what started off as like a lark turned into one of the most significant stories you guys have told, right?
Yeah, it was, you know, when we first got there, we didn't even really have any gear. We were so overwhelmed with this Amelia Earhart presentation that we had that we were kind of freaking out and trying to learn PowerPoint in 5 minutes and all that kind of stuff. And she was like, come on over. So we're like, okay, we'll go over there. And we didn't have really anything with us, except we did have a recorder that I actually had to go back to the hotel and get. And the only reason I even really did that was because my 10-year-old son, who refused to go inside wisely, was like, I have to go to the bathroom, and he's like, and I'm not going in there. So I went to the hotel and got the recorder and came back with that. And then, yeah, we locked it in the nursery, which is the same room you were in doing all of the stuff that you did, with nobody else upstairs and nobody in that room, and got a super frightening EVP. So in the context of everything you've done and then what happened to us, you know, it widens the frame of what is going on there. You know, when Forrest and I were talking a few minutes ago about your experience, and you have to start wondering about whether or not the things that are happening are really connected to the house, or the house is just the place where it happens. You know, it's so strange.
Yeah, it's almost like an event space that every day there's a different wedding there, but every day there's a wedding. And it just feels like whoever walks in, the house sort of rolls up its sleeves and goes, okay, here we go.
Yeah, I would have to say, I mean, Forrest, would you agree with this? I would have to say that to me, and Maria sort of said this to us too when we were there, and it's something else that we've learned in the intervening shows that we've done, but I would say that a large part of what happens there depends on the disposition. It seems like when people come in the house, it picks one or two out, and like you said, that's when it rolls up its sleeves, because whatever's going to happen is going to be specifically targeted towards an individual in the party, or maybe one or two individuals in the party that are trying to get something out of it.
And I'm not going to play the EVP here because, God, I know it truly, truly triggers you. But I played it on the show before, and we'll make it available on our social media. And if you want to go Google it now, you can find it. We've picked up dozens of EVPs over the years. I've never even heard one like this. It just sounds like someone throwing a tantrum. Tell us a little bit about, like, how that affected you since then.
You know, in the immediately following, I mean, when it actually happened, it was an overwhelming feeling of dread that I had. I had to leave out of the house, and I did immediately. And then, you know, everybody came out, and there was a part of me that felt stupid because you feel like the kid, like, trying to create drama on the playground and get all your friends to come over and listen to you. But, like, I wasn't really in that headspace, but that was like, what is this? This seems so juvenile. But I was like, I was truly freaked out. And then, for months afterwards, I had a really hard time with it. And you're right, I still can't listen to the file. I mean, if you played it, I would just put the phone down for a minute. And by the way, if people want to look for it, we called it File 10. It's on our YouTube channel as well, which doesn't have a ton on it. But if you look up Astonishing Legends in File 10, there's a short clip of just the EVP if you don't want to do our, like, 15-hour series of Sally House.
Very good. All right, guys, can't thank you enough for your continued help and friendship. Everyone go out and download Astonishing Legends. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Forrest.
Hey, thank you
so much for having us on.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.